The new year is upon us, and this is the time that I love. I love looking back and reflecting upon my year. What was great about the year? What wasn't quite so perfect yet? How can I make it even better? How can I make it even more enjoyable? My years in personal development and striving to become better and better and better has me conditioned to be really reflective. And the first of the year is a great time to do all that. And at the same time, it's a great time to get imaginative and determined and committed to making life even better, setting goals, but more importantly, in setting goals, creating structured plans to follow through to make those plans, those goals really happen. How about you with this first of the year? Do you look around? I see people all the time, they're going, oh, the first of the year, everybody's making all these New Year's resolutions. What are they doing? You know, you should be motivated and driven. Shouldn't use the first of the year to get motivated to change your behavior. You should be doing that all the time. I hear that a lot. They mock. They make fun of everybody making New Year's resolutions. They even negatively say, oh, where are they going to follow through? Oh, let's see how long those New Year's resolutions last. And I'm sure there are a lot of men who are in between, you know, that extreme where I get all excited, right, in the men who get all negative and mock other people for this optimism and hope that this new year is going to be something different, right? A lot of feelings in between. How about you? That's what I want to talk about in today's Manformation podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this Manformation podcast, our connection, your ritual, just to check in. Two men, we're leaders, we're driven. We think about all this stuff, how to become better inside our own mind. Many times we are the emotional leader with our family, our business, our circle of friends. And do we get the opportunity to climb outside of our own internal thoughts and compare our thoughts, our beliefs, with men who are just like us going through the battle? Well, that's what I want this Manformation podcast to be all about. I want to connect with you on a regular basis. I want to come to you with something fresh and new, too. And sometimes that can be a challenge for me if you've been listening to this Manformation podcast because, you know, on one hand, it's like, well, I'm saying the same stuff over and over again, maybe a slightly different story, maybe a slightly different angle, but it's the same old stuff. Is this what you need? Right? It's helpful for me to talk it all out. This is the stuff that as I'm going through the journey, as I'm helping my wife, my family through the journey, my one-on-one coaching clients, I talk to dozens of men, whether they're clients of mine or not, dozens of men wanting more in different areas of their life. I can't help but learn all this stuff. And I love to come to you and share with you the perspective I've learned. And when I find myself being reluctant to do another podcast that seems to be the same old stuff, it's not the same old stuff in my mind, because just that 1% slight different angle could be just the thing that breaks you through to the next level, gives you more clarity. I look for those type of things in every conversation I have with my guys, every time I go through the journey. So to me, I see huge, huge, huge differences with what, if I was being objective to other people, it may seem like the same old thing. Actually, I've had people, you know, I've heard this stuff. How do I take more action? Well, it may be hearing it one more time, just from a slightly different angle. Maybe you being in the battle, in the journey, so it's not just theoretical information, inspiration. It's something that just happens to hit while you're in the battle. You actually have the practical experience. Done that many, many times going through the journey myself. And I hope that's for you. I want you to look at it that way. At the same time, I always want to bring fresh new ideas. I love the news. I love to learn from the news. Not that I'm necessarily all that political or some social observer in the fact that the Times or things like that. But I love to just look at different people's situations that are current in the news, things that people are talking about, and then extracting what we as men who are a little bit older, how we can spin it and apply it to our lives to make our lives better. That's the way I look at the current events. And I want to bring that to this Manformation podcast. But let's talk about this new year coming up. All right. And it doesn't matter when you are listening to this Manformation podcast. I want to make these podcasts. You can listen to them any day of the year and they'll have significance. You can listen to them any day of the year, whether it's a current event. And that's sometimes a challenge that I think that will make the show exciting if I'm talking about whatever he was talking about at the time. And at the same time, I want my podcast to be evergreen. And by that, I mean that it doesn't matter when you listen to it or how outdated the examples that I use. It was from 6 months ago or 6 weeks ago. It's still relevant today. So I want them to be evergreen, but I want them to be hot and current events and pertinent and have extra punch because it's something that everybody's talking about. Right, but let's talk about this new year coming up. Do you get excited? I get excited because what I've learned is that the more you think about something, the more you assess, evaluate, you critique, you break it down from every single different angle, the more and more that you do it, you can't help but find distinctions and strategies that it may be the same old thing to somebody else, but it's not the same old thing to you. And usually we have some area of our life that we do that, and that's why we're outstanding at it. Many times we don't realize that we're outstanding at it because we're so immersed in the process. It's so routine for us to just think about it, to break it down, that it takes somebody else sometimes to go, hey, you know, you're pretty awesome. How'd you get so awesome? And then we go, well, it's just what I do. It's because a disproportionate amount of our willpower, focus, energy, and time, our thoughts go into that one area. Sometimes we need to appreciate that. Maybe that's true of your case. I know that there are a lot of times that I know I'm good. People don't have to tell me that I'm good in one particular area. I know why I'm good. But I don't step into it fully and appreciate all that willpower, focus, energy, and time, that area of expertise that I put into it. Right? Sometimes I get surprised. I might listen to a podcast or read one of my blog posts or watch one of my videos to critique, and I go, damn, I'm pretty good. Maybe you're the same way. You take it for granted, all that assessing, monitoring, critiquing, tracking that you do just because you love it, just because it's so important to you, the pleasure, the pain, whatever. What if you stepped into it fully? But that's how it is with anything in life. That's why I look forward to the beginning of the year. So I wonder, what are your thoughts? There's a wide range. It's not black or white. Do you love the first of the year and really evaluating what he did in the past year and what you can do in the future year, or person that, why do people do all that? I don't know. Think about that, right? It works with you, works for you, how you look at it. That's how I look at it. Just something to think about, because think about the beginning of the year, how people approach their life, how they use this first year. How can it be wrong? How can it be wrong, right, by someone going for it? They want this year to be better. It may not be better. You know, here's the thing that I've learned about life is that things don't necessarily work in a straight path. You know, you can be all on yourself and evaluate the way you think and the way you do things. And you know what? In the coming year, you may not do any of those things. But that action that you took, there may be lag time. What you're thinking about, who you're trying to become by going for it, assessing, monitoring, critiquing, tracking, hoping, dreaming, and imagining. Right, writing it down, reading it 100 times a day, whatever, that focus may pay off 3 years from now. If you're a little bit older like me, 3 years from now happens way too quickly. The benefit of assessing, monitoring, being overly critical, thinking about too much and maybe in other people's mind, being hopeful, right? The payoff might be 3 years from now, 3 months from now. Things don't work in a direct line. How can you lose? How can you lose? By putting more thought into it. You know, I think that many times people don't want to go all in. We all have references in the past where we put our efforts into something and it didn't pay off. We didn't follow through. We petered out. We tuckered out. We quit. And in the back of our minds as we go forward, we know we should do all this stuff. But we fear failing again, looking bad, letting ourselves down. Who cares what other people think? And we don't go all in. But one thing that I'm learning about life, and I share it a lot. I share it from my experience. I share it from, you know, the men who I work with. That man, the only chance you have to live with passion, to really make things happen, to fulfill your destiny, your legacy with the time we have left on this planet, is to be all in. Be smart about it. And that's what monitoring, assessing, tracking, it helps you become smart. How can you not? But the more you think about it, you got to be all in. You got to be all in. It comes back to that. All right, so that's going to do it for our connection today. Hey, send me an email at skip@manformation.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear what you're getting out of these Manformation podcasts. Is it making you think? Is it helping you become a better leader? That would be great, right? To teach is to learn twice. That's a motto that I have lived by my entire life, no matter what I focused on and no matter what I've done. To teach is to learn twice. This whole life, this is about what I can pass along to my wife and my kids and you too. All right, go to 15manformationsteps15manformationsteps.com, 15manformationsteps.com. Fill out that questionnaire. I'll give you instant lifetime access into my members-only website that has my 15 best life lessons so far. A video a day for 18 days. Go on that journey with me. Get it immersed into your psyche. If you love this Manformation podcast, you're going to love the 15 Manformation Steps. I talk a lot about my one-on-one coach. You could tell I'm passionate about it because it just creates change. And you know, I was just talking to a gentleman who signed up for one-on-one coaching with me. And besides me, he had never heard about it. So he respected me. He admired me for what I accomplished. He reached out. We talked. But he never even heard about anybody in his existence ever had this one-on-one coaching. So, you know, the time I talked to him, I explained how it works. And for the first time, he could at least entertain how powerful this can be. I'm excited to work with him. I'm excited to work with you. So reach out to me at skip@manformation.com. skip@manformation.com. If you're a fast mover, call my Google phone. I'll return your call, 213-973-8790. Okay, let's have a great day. Let's have an outstanding day. Let's have an awesome day. And let's remember to live with a sense of urgency. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. We got to work hard. We got to eat right. We got to work out, stay healthy, stay mentally and emotionally healthy. We got to work on ourselves. We got to love. We got to hug. We got to produce for our family, for our circle of influence with a sense of urgency.